smug, self-satisfied smile, like going from presiding over a tiny cottage in the forest to ruling over a giant kingdom. My giant kingdom. Oh, there would be a figurehead to front the company, but they would be the one who told that figurehead what to do, what to think. They would be the one in charge of everything. As it should be. After all, who better to control all those employees? Who was more deserving to reap all those rewards? They laughed to themselves.
Why, me, of course. I'm the most deserving person I know.
They announced to the surrounding darkness of the small office where they presently oversaw the organization they had created and molded out of nothing. Taking a deep breath, they pulled back their shoulders and focused on the task at hand. The shadowy figure reread the words that had been typed and then retyped so many times since this idea had begun to take its final shape. This had to be perfect. The email had to sound coherent, to read as if it was written by an intelligent person, but not by someone who was overly intellectual, or that some delusional, misguided person had written it. Above all, it could not come across as if it was a hoax. It had to read as if every word was nothing but the absolute truth. They wanted the message to read as if the person who wrote it was cool, calm, and just a touch superior. Because I am, they thought, superior to the lot of them, and more than just by a touch. Because once they acted on this knowledge, it would be the beginning of their downfall. It might take a week, or a month, or even a year, although they doubted it would take that long, but they would definitely fall. A smug smile curved their lips as they relished the thought and looked forward to the day all of this would come together. For what felt like the 100th time, they scanned the words on the computer screen, words they had been tweaking and tinkering with for what felt like an eternity now. They would really love to sign a name to the email, but in order for this to work, to avoid intense scrutiny and questioning, the source generating this had to be thought of as anonymous. One last time, they read each word very slowly. 2. Colton Oil Board Members Listserv. From Classified. Subject: Colton Oil, CEO Ace Colton is not a real Colton. Ace Colton, born 40 years ago on Christmas Day in Mustang Valley General Hospital, was switched at birth with another newborn baby boy in the nursery. This shocking truth can be confirmed with a simple DNA test that will prove Ace is not a Colton by blood. Since the Colton Oil bylaws state the CEO must be a biological Colton, Ace must be ousted. I will provide you with no further information, but rest assured, this bombshell is the tip of the iceberg. Good day. As their eyes rested on the last word, they felt their smile widen, even more smug and far more self-satisfied than it had ever been.
Perfect.
Now there was nothing left to do but send this email to all 6 members of the Colton Oil board and then sit back, calmly waiting for the fireworks to start going off. With a mixed surge that was composed of equal parts excitement and confidence, they handed the computer over to their tech expert. This trusted employee had organized the logistics of this mission and would continue to monitor it. They pressed send.
And now it begins.
Chapter 1. Marlo Colton had always thought that one of the perks of being the president of Colton Oil was having her very own private, luxurious ensuite bathroom installed within her rather cavernous office. An ensuite bathroom where she was currently having her very own private nervous breakdown as she stared at a small white stick that had the audacity to mock her with a glaring pink plus sign. Her breathing grew shorter and more erratic as she continued to stare at the awful, incriminating stick. Her stomach kept tightening until it had twisted itself into a hard, painful